Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Heroes of Faith. We have got a pretty good one today. We call this today. This is going to be Good King Hezekiah. You know, Israel had bad kings. They had worthless kings. They had good kings and great kings. So this is called Good King Hezekiah. This is out of 2 Kings chapter 18 is where we're going to start. And so this is an incredible story of how God needs, he'll use anybody. God's looking for somebody to show himself strong, and he will use anybody if he can find him. So let's jump into the story. It said, of the 12 tribes of Israel, only the tribe of Judah was not carried into captivity. When young Hezekiah became king of Judah, the kingdom was very weak. It had been ruled for many years by men who did not serve the true God. The rulers had even been closed up the temple. In other words, unbelievers had taken over the country. Hezekiah wanted his people to worship the true God, so he called the priests and the Levites to come to Jerusalem and to clean up the temple. Guys, let's get this thing back in order. It's not like a church, but it's been torn down. The pews are ripped up. Carpet's gone. Bathrooms don't work. Let's get this thing fixed up. So the Feast of Passover had not been held for many, many years. When God's house was ready for worship, Hezekiah invited everybody in the land of Judah and Israel to come to the Feast of the Passover. Some of the people laughed when they heard Hezekiah's invitation. They had worshipped idols for so long they did not want to go to Jerusalem to worship the true God. Still, many people from the land of Judah came gladly to the feast. Together, they rejoiced in the Lord. They got really happy. King Hezekiah ordered all the idols of the land be destroyed because the people even worshipped the brass serpent that Moses had made in the wilderness. Hezekiah had that torn down and thrown into the fire. He tried to teach the people to do what was right, and his country began to get stronger. You know, when you do what's right, good things begin to happen, guys. It's just that. Before Hezekiah came to the throne, the king of Assyria had gathered power over Judah. Every other people had to pay heavy taxes to him. Hezekiah did not want his people paying taxes to a heathen king, and so he refused to pay. He knew the king of Assyria would bring an army down and try to force him to pay taxes. So to get ready for the attack, Hezekiah built up the walls of Jerusalem till they were very strong. He gathered together an army prepared to fight. Even when Hezekiah had his men trained for the battle, there were only a handful compared to the mighty Assyrian army. Then he marched into the land of Judah, took one town after another, on toward Jerusalem they came. At last, Hezekiah knew his soldiers could not keep the Assyrians away. But it was too late to do anything about it. Finally, poor Hezekiah sent word to the king of Assyria that he would not fight any longer. When the king of Assyria got the message, he thought, well, now's my chance to ruin this little country of Judah. Not run, but ruin it. He demanded even a heavier tax than before. Hezekiah did not know how they could get that money. The king of Assyria, he had demanded so much. So he took all the gold and silver that was in his palace, added to it all the gold and silver that he could get from the people, and still it was not enough. Finally, he had to even take the silver and gold from the temple of the Lord. Still, the king of Assyria was not satisfied. He sent this message to Hezekiah, I will destroy your city. I will take you and your people to a far country, just as I've done before to the people of Israel. When I fought against other nations, the idols did not help them, and your God won't be able to save you either. The devil's always a liar. You know, why are you praying? It doesn't do any good to go to church. You don't do any good to read your Bible. The devil's going to lie from now until the time Jesus comes. It is his chief weapon, lying. He said, what good is this little army going to do against the powerful Assyrians? Hezekiah took the king's letter, and he went to the temple. He spread the letter out on the altar, and he prayed. He asked God, please help us, help our people, get us out of this trouble. Then he sent several princes to the prophet Isaiah to find out God's will. He said, I believe it's well, this is what God's will is, but can you confirm it? Isaiah answered, "The Lord says that the king of Syria will not enter Jerusalem. He will not even shoot an arrow against it. He will go back to his country from the way he came. There he will be killed." And that night the Syrian soldiers became so ill that many of them died. They just died that night in their sleep. Among the dead were all the leaders of the army. In fear, the king gathered his troops, hurried back to his own land. Never again he returned against Hezekiah, for God had heard and answered Hezekiah's prayers. Now, if you jump to 2 Kings, it kind of expands the story here, because it's interesting. Anybody that will turn to God, God's wanting to answer. You're not trying to talk God into doing something. God wants to do something. He sees somebody start using their faith. So later on, Hezekiah became very sick. Nobody knew how to help him. He just wasn't getting any better. So Isaiah came to visit the king. The prophet said, "The Lord wants you to get your business taken care of, or you're going to die." Now that's from God. That's the prophet. That's not a good word. You're going to die. Hezekiah was not afraid to die, but he felt his people needed him. So when he heard what Isaiah said, he turned his face to the wall and he prayed, "O Lord, I have followed you with all my heart. I've always tried to do what's right and please you, and thought of leaving these people, Father." He wept sorrowfully, the Bible said. God heard Hezekiah's prayer, and Isaiah was on his way home. God told him, "Go back to the king and tell him I've heard his prayer and I've seen his tears. I will add 15 more years to his life. In 3 days, he will be able to go home to Jerusalem, to the temple, and to worship." How glad Hezekiah was to hear this. Still, he wanted Isaiah to give him something as a sign that he was really going to be well. So Isaiah asked, "What would you like to? Would you like to have a shadow of the sun dial go backwards or forward 10 degrees?" He said, "Have it go backwards," Hezekiah said. "The shadow always goes forward. It would be a sign from God if it went backwards." Isaiah prayed and asked God to move the shadow backwards 10 degrees. Then Hezekiah believed the Lord would heal him. Just as God has promised, Hezekiah was healed, and he lived another 15 years. He built up the kingdom and became very rich. For a time, he was proud of his riches, but God taught him to be humble again. When Hezekiah died, the people mourned. All the people mourned. He had been a good king, and they had loved him. God's always trying to do good. Always. And so here you got a story of a young king that had bad kings for several generations. A young guy comes up and says, "Man, I know what the problem is. We're not in the Word of God. We're not obeying God. God watches over His Word, not our Word. God watches over His will, not our will. So we need to be doing what God said." So he starts the process. And it wasn't real quick. It wasn't a fast process. But it did work. And people began to get convicted. Now, not everybody, the Bible is very clear. Not everybody believed. Not everybody wanted to come to Jerusalem. Not everybody wanted to come to the temple. They weren't that, but some did. So God honored the ones that did and the ones that came. And so Hezekiah, very successful, defeats the enemy. The enemy leaves. King Vincent dies. All their leaders died. And then all of a sudden he gets sick, and then he realizes what's going on. So he sends for the prophet. The prophet comes, prays over him. He says, "No, you're going to live. You're not going to live just a little short time. You're going to live another 15 years. And so he had a great, great testimony. So what's God doing in your life today? I mean, what do you believe in God for? I tell my kids every time I see them, "What do you believe in God for? You got a list? You got something written down somewhere? What are you praying about? What's God's will? You think, Father, what's your will for my life?" Well, I know God's will is He wants to bless me. He wants me to prosper. He wants to be an overcomer and a more than a conqueror. So God's for me. He's not against me. So we're going to take that just as a word for the day. Just like God did Hezekiah. Whatever you're going through today, God wants you to succeed. He doesn't want the devil to succeed. He wants you to succeed. He wants to show himself strong. Let's be strong for God in Jesus' name. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.